1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Faith Abube. Countries around the world racing to get their diplomats and citizens out of Sudan. There was a dramatic nighttime rescue mission from the capital of Khartoum, but thousands remain behind in the country.
With the embassies closed and information scarce, foreign nationals are being advised to shelter in place. There are some 16,000 U.S. nationals still in the country. Many of them are dual citizens. But some foreigners are trying to take matters now into their own hands. Some are trying to get to the border with Egypt, others to the Red Sea. But for the Sudanese, millions of whom have been dealing with a hunger crisis, they can't go anywhere.
ABC's James Longman. An engine fire on board an American Airlines flight after a possible bird strike on Sunday. The plane eventually made a safe emergency landing back in Columbus, Ohio. Bed Bath & Beyond filing for bankruptcy. The remaining 360 Bed Bath & Beyond and 120 Bye Bye Baby stores will be closed and their websites will wind down. This is ABC News. New speculation about a new spring counteroffensive by Ukraine in the war against Russia. Reports say Ukraine's military moving into position along the banks of a key river. And police in parts of Texas asking for the public's help in tracking down suspects after a shooting at a post-prom party that left 9 people injured.
Around 250 people were at the party at a home near Jasper, northeast of Houston, when the shots were fired this morning.
We need help in solving this case,
says Jasper County Sheriff Mitchell Newman.
We need the kids to come forward that was there and tell us what they seen or what they heard.
Newman says none of the injuries were life-threatening. Security will be stepped up this week at schools in Jasper, Texas. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
And a Florida prosecutor has ordered an investigation after a homeowner fired shots at a couple's car. The young man and woman were making an Instacart delivery outside Miami when they went down the wrong driveway. The homeowner says he was afraid for the lives of his children. Faith Abube, ABC News.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matnair. Here's what you need to know. Organizers for the 2024 Republican National Convention in Milwaukee are looking for everything from carpenters to caterers, and they've launched a website for that reason. Businesses can start signing up now, and the information will be used to build a database to share with convention organizers. RNC leaders can then use that database to see what local businesses might be able to help with different events for the convention, which is expected to draw 50,000 people next July. Phone scammers are impersonating Wisconsin State Capitol Police. They say there's a warrant for the victim's arrest, demand payments, and also say don't contact local authorities. If you get a call like this, just hang up. Capitol Police and DOA are working with federal authorities in this investigation. I'm Jane Matnair. This is Civic Media News.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
In this market, you'll find Fisher Investments is different than other money managers.
Different how? Aren't we all just looking for the hottest stocks?
Nope. We use diversified strategies to position our clients' portfolios for their long-term goals.
You don't just provide cookie-cutter portfolios?
No, we tailor our clients' portfolios to their goals and needs.
But you still sell investments that generate high commissions for you, right?
No, we don't sell commission-based products. We're a fiduciary, the highest standard of care for a financial advisor. It means we're obligated to act in our clients' best interest.
So when do you make more money? Only when your clients make more money?
Yep, we have one transparent management fee structured so we do better when our clients do better.
Sounds like you really look out for your clients.
We do, because our priority is helping them achieve a comfortable retirement. That might be why most of our clients come from other money managers. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you switch to us. Fisher Investments. Clearly, different money management.
Investments and securities involve the risk of loss.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Join the conversation with your favorite hosts or shows anytime. Follow Civic Media on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you.
At 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. You know, Calvin, here's some information that 44 million Americans made the test. And that's in August. Student loan services brace for troubled repayment. Restart of payments. So I didn't know, ever since COVID, people have not had to pay their student loan debts.
Yep, that's right. They've been on hold.
Well, starting August, they're going to start up again.
Yep, I'm getting ready.
Well, so here's the problem. 44 million borrowers are going to start having to pay those loans back again. But yet the Congress cut many jobs, you know, from the people that collected the student loans. Because during COVID, even though they were suspended, Congress did not give the Student Loan Servicing Alliance the number of people, they cut the jobs. So now as August, when August rolls around and 44 million people are going to have to start paying student loans again, they don't have the manpower to start dealing with all of this money that's going to be coming in. You know, sometimes you just think that people are... The Congress people are insane, you know. And I mean, to know that August is coming up and 44 million people are going to have to start paying student loans again, that you're not going to be prepared to have the people to collect the debts because Congress has cut the amount of people that work in the system is more than crazy. It's just unacceptable. Let me ask you, Calvin. So, I don't know. It's been a year or two since people have had to pay student loans. It's been 2 years.
Yeah, I think so. I don't know. I graduated in May of 2022, so I haven't actually had to make a payment.
Right. But people who have kind of gotten used to not paying student loans. And now they've probably been doing something else with the money. Is it safe to say?
Yeah, I probably would say that's the same assumption.
You know, you would think that maybe they should have been saving it, but there was talk that they believed that and President Biden was going to be able to overturn some of the student loan debts, which he attempted to, and the Supreme Court, United States Supreme Court, that's now in their camp, whether or not they're going to say yes to cutting some of the debt from student loans or not, that's out of Joe Biden's hands. That's now one of the cases at the United States Supreme Court that has not been a seen yet. But our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. You know, that was a pretty hot-button issue 2 years ago. But here it is now. It was out of sight, out of mind, because, you know, people didn't have to pay it. But now it's going to resume. And I'm just curious your thoughts on how this should be handled, right? I mean, let's do this. Let's go to the phone lines and Gary from Sussex. Good morning, Gary. Thank you very much for the call. You say what?
Well, you know, my kids, me, my wife, we all paid off our student debts, okay? Now, thank God for me, when I got married, it took me probably 5 years, but at that time, you can go to college for $700. You know, it wasn't like my son just graduated from Marquette University, and that was like $45,000 a year, you know. Fortunately for him, he was an athlete, so he had a run. He did track, so he did track, indoor track, outdoor track, and cross country. So his student debt wasn't that bad. It was only like $20,000 for a, you know, for $160,000 bill. But the thing is, when, you know, what's going on now with Biden, that he wants to, as far as the your credit. Now, you heard that last week. It just came out starting May 1st that people like you and me that have good credit, now I'm going to be, if I wanted to get a loan for 30 years, it's going to cost me another $14,400 because of people who are going to. Go ahead.
Garrett, I mean, you're changing the subject.
Yeah. Oh, I'm just going back to responsibility.
Man. So the question is, we're going back to the debt, to the student loan debt, and now we're back asking, you know, the people are going to have to start paying the student loan debt again.
Like I did new debt and anybody else. I agree. Okay, go ahead.
But I guess what I'm saying is, you know, people haven't done this. It's going to be a transition. There was talk and conversation that, and our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. Love to hear your opinion on it. And yes, there are more people who paid their debts. But as you stated, you know, when you went to school, it didn't cost that much to go. Well, it does now. And so
it's ridiculous what they charge you. I agree.
Okay. So then,
I agree.
So what are your thoughts about people now who are caught? They weren't fortunate enough like your son, to get, you know, the support because they're athletes. You don't have any sympathy for people who are all this debt?
Of course I do, because I had to pay at the time, Earl. Yeah, $700 a year wasn't much, but when you're only making like $1.25 an hour, $700 was a lot of money. So you have to take that in perspective, what things cost, you know, 50 years ago. I'm 71 years old. As far as I'm concerned, I think that if if you end up going to school and you get really, really good grades, and what bothers me, Earl, is the kids that go to school, what is it, 40% of the kids that start college graduate. The other ones go to school, they want to party, and then they drop out. Heck, if I'm going to go out there and pay that student loan. So if you graduate and you get good grades, I think the government should help you out. But you have to graduate, not go to school for a year or 2 years and then drop out. So, you know, I have understanding on that.
The other side of this, Gary, happens to be that the government has cut positions where they would collect the money. And now when they kick this off, 44 million people, the government doesn't even have the manpower to start collecting it. Because they've cut the budget.
Well, I'm not familiar with that, Earl. You know a little bit more about that.
I tell you, it's in today's The Hill, okay? The student loan services doesn't have the manpower to collect it.
Well, then they're going to have to hire people to get the manpower to start collecting, because if you take a loan out, you can't go out there and say, please forgive me of my loan. No, I signed a piece of paper when I bought my house. My house is paid off. When I got my student loans and stuff like that, you sign for it, and you have to pay it off. It shows responsibility.
We understand all of that, Gary, but it's been two years. And people have...
Well, that's a nice reprieve for people for 2 years. You know, now you got to get back to work and work. You know, I was at a COPS the other day, and they're hiring people at $16.50 an hour to flip burgers. I think that's pretty good.
Well,
I think that's a good wage unskilled.
Well, you know, Gary, you can say that about COPS, but I drive past some of the burger places that say $12 an hour third shift. So let's not act like, all the burger places are paying $16 an hour. Not true.
Look, Earl, you and I, we're the same age, okay? We worked hard all our life. You worked at A.O. Smith, and I'm sure you did a really good job, and your dad taught you well. All the other stuff that you do, all your free time that you help out in the inner city, You're a great guy. You and I have responsibilities. I own a heating company. I work really hard at it. These kids, they got to learn that it's life is tough.
Hey, you know what, Gary? Most of the people who owe student debts aren't kids. They're adults.
I know that, but the fact is, if they want a nice car and they want to get a house, you got to pay off your debt.
Hey,
sign up to do this, you got to pay it off.
All right, Gary, thank you very much for the call. Listen, we got to go to a break. Tom, David, we'll come to you on the other side. 844-967-2789. What are your thoughts about student loan debts that are going to be restarted in August? Be right back.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Saturday and Sunday at 1 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
He's the grave digger, Gilbert Brown.
Where can you go where it's always a standard room only? You ain't gonna find that in Chicago.
It's never personal, only politics.
You ain't gonna find that in Minnesota, standing room only, because you can go to the gumball machine, stick a quarter in there, I'll come pick it.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
That's the way it is, man. We love football fans. Fans love us.
Weekdays 4 to 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
Here's your updated forecast. Cloudy this afternoon with a chance for scattered showers. Daytime highs approaching 45. Northwest winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Cloudy skies. Tonight, chance for mixed precipitation. Lows dip down to about 32. Overcast skies. Tomorrow, chance for mixed precipitation. High at 47. Upper 40s. Wednesday, turning warmer. Thursday, with highs in the mid-50s and showers possible. A dusting of snow tonight. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 37.
This is Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
Com.
Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. You know, we're talking about the fact that 44 million student loan debtors are now going to be, it's going to start up again, and their debts that have been on hold are now going to be, reignited. And the fact that we have a government that is so dysfunctional that it had cut many of the people who worked, in the payment centers, and they're trying to see if they can get, the money to hire more people when we've got a debt ceiling that says we can't spend any more money. I mean, it's not even laughable anymore. Let's go to Tom from LA. Hey, good morning, Tom. You say what?
Good morning, Earl. First off, we the people ultimately are the government, and we must never forget that. Second, this thing that Gary keeps on bringing up has proven to be false about if you have good credit, you're going to pay $40 more a month.
That's why I haven't even addressed it. Okay.
I know, but I don't want people out there believing that this is true every time he gets on the phone.
Well, most people don't even know what it is he's talking about.
I know, but he's saying basically that middle-class people are people that can afford, have a higher credit rating. You're going to have to pay $40 more.
Yeah, I know, but Tom, that's why I haven't even brought it up. Because, to talk about something that's unsubstantiated. You said what?
I just want to make sure we squash all these rumors so people don't believe it. I thought it was true at first. But then when I looked into it, this is not a true thing. This is another right-wing propaganda scheme to get everyone to believe that. And I know for myself, like I said, I thought, oh, God, is that really true?
Well,
when I looked into it, it's another one. So I just wanted to bring that out.
All right.
No, I get it. And then also, we want people to be leaving school debt-free. We don't. That way they can buy homes. That way they can contribute to the economy. I mean, if we have people that are paying debt over debt from years ago when their interest rates were, or when the interest rates are at, you know, 15-20%. I mean, my interest rate was at 3% when I graduated from college. I am a person that is totally, even after paying all my loans, everything like that, I want for college tuition to be free of charge to the students. And I want to see the interest rates at, you know, 2%, 1%. We need a thriving economy. And the way you have a thriving economy is by people buying houses. You have people that can spend more money off their paychecks. These are the things that we need. So I just completely disagree with people when they say that, you know, that having these people straddled with debt is a good thing. I don't know. I mean, I just think that Joe Biden ought to go and go ahead and just,
well, he tried. The Supreme, yeah, it's in the Supreme Court right now.
He needs to forgive all the students.
He tried, but he can't. It's the Supreme Court has the case. He did admit to, you know.
So he can push it no longer than August. So I think that he did it where he said the first, I think, 20,000 or 10,000 or whatever, they don't have to pay off. But he just needs to go and be bold and say, look, for all you students out there, all the debt is completely forgiven. Because if you're going to do it, don't do half measures.
Well, Tom, there are people who are going to say, hey, I paid mine off. So
I understand. I paid mine.
Yeah.
But you know what? I want a thriving society. I want a society where we're investing in education and people that are 40 and 50 and even, you know, younger. I mean, they can't buy houses. They can't even afford.
Right. Hey, Tom, we got to go to a break, man. Thank you very much for the call. Dave, I see you. We'll come to you on the other side. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
The door, I let him in. Yeah, 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 yeah,
Fox Valley, regional and state news and commentary for us to find common ground. Civic Media.
ABC News, I'm Faith Abubank. Countries around the world racing to get their diplomats and citizens out of Sudan. There was a dramatic nighttime rescue mission from the capital of Khartoum but thousands remain behind in the country.
With the embassies closed and information scarce, foreign nationals are being advised to shelter in place. There are some 16,000 U.S. nationals still in the country. Many of them are dual citizens, but some foreigners are trying to take matters now into their own hands. Some are trying to get to the border with Egypt, others to the Red Sea. But for the Sudanese, millions of whom have been dealing with a hunger crisis, they can't go anywhere.
ABC's James Longman. An engine fire on board an American Airlines flight after a possible bird strike on Sunday. The plane eventually made a safe emergency landing back in Columbus, Ohio. Bed Bath & Beyond filing for bankruptcy. The remaining 360 Bed Bath & Beyond and 120 Bye Bye Baby stores will be closed and their websites will wind down. This is ABC News.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. Flooding is a concern in river communities in southwest Wisconsin. The Mississippi River in La Crosse has hit major flood stage and should get higher. Several streets are closed in Prairie du Chien. In Grant County, people are having to evacuate their homes. There's a hearing set for a Madison courtroom on May 4th challenging Wisconsin's restrictive abortion law. The state Justice Department plans to argue more recent legislation leaves the 1849 ban unenforceable.
We've argued that those recent laws impliedly repealed the 1849 ban. We've got really strong arguments.
That's Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call on WISN-TV's Upfront program. The case is expected to go all the way to the state Supreme Court. In sports, the Bucks try to pull even in their playoff series at Miami tonight. The Brewers host Detroit. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Ho-Chunk Gaming of Coosa is giving away over $50,000 throughout the month of April with our Tax Time Giveaway. Starting March 31st and going until April 29th, Ho-Chunk Gaming of Coosa will be giving away some extra Tax Time money every Friday and Saturday in April. We'll start with warming everyone up this spring with hot seat drawings every hour from noon to 6 for your chance to win up to $100 in rewards play. Then we'll be giving away the green with drawings starting at 7 and going till 9 p.m. where two winners will win over $1,000 cash every hour. Guests must earn 25 points with their rewards club cards to participate. This April, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa will be having an egg hunt for the adults. This time with our $1,000 egg hunt starting at noon and going till 9 p.m. every Sunday and Monday. We'll be having hot seat drawings every hour to give away prizes up to $1,000 cash. Hop on over to Rewards Club booth for complete contest rules and details. Must be 21 or older to participate and enter the casino floor. Bring home some extra green this spring with Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, your place to play.
Daily.
Are you an experienced industrial painter, drywall finisher, or want to be? Do you want more than a job, but a high-paying career where your interests are well represented, ensuring a safe work environment? The International Union of Painters and Allied Trades of District Council 7 wants you. Bring your knowledge or ask about paid training. Learn more now. Call Tom Coyne, 262-488-4839, 262-488-4839, or go to the union's website, iupatdc7.com.
Women get a lot of advice about self-care these days, but one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. So we're talking about the restart of the student loan debt payments that 44 million Americans have, and the fact that we have a government that does not have the resources, supposedly, to pay the people who will be collecting it, because we're facing a debt ceiling and the Republicans clearly don't want any additional spending. Let's go to David from Mequon. Hey, David, how you doing? What's your take, man?
I'll give you a quick rundown. I'm not going to talk about my past with my student loans. I'm paying them off. That being said, I actually have my best friend. He has three daughters. And she has chosen to go to Johns Hopkins. She could have gone to Minnesota, University of Minnesota. She's going in the medical field. Had she gone to Minnesota, the cost for her to do the same exact program, and I can't remember what exactly she's going in the medicine field off the top of my head, would have been less than half the cost of what Johns Hopkins is going to be. Johns Hopkins, just in for two years, give me an idea, it's going to cost over $80,000 for tuition, okay? So, long story short of it, she is going to go to Johns Hopkins. Her dad is going to be saddled with the cost of her decision. And that is, listen, he's able to do it, but the point is, should everybody else be paying for his daughter's decision, even though she could have gone to a school for a lot less money for essentially the same field? She's going because it's a little more prestigious.
Well, and so, it's a lot more prestigious, Johns Hopkins in Minnesota. Go ahead.
Yeah. So guess what? How much money she's going to make when she initially gets out of there?
$300,000.
How much money do you think she's going to make?
$300,000.
No. Try what she's going to be doing is going to be closer to like $70,000 initially. So the point is, you know, with you have this situation where if she were to do that on her own, making $70,000 the first year, my friend was trying to tell her, saying, if I were not here to help you out, you would be having an issue with the loan.
Yeah, but Dave, you know.
And Tom will say, well, we need to pay it for everybody. I also have a cousin who went to grad school as a lawyer. She went to Madison the first year. She went to Georgetown to finish up her grad school. She owes $250,000 in loans.
Yeah, but Dave.
However, she's going to be making $200 an hour.
No, but Dave, those are the exceptions, man. We're talking about...
They're not. Most of the largest loans are owned by graduate students. Most of the largest loan holders are grad students. They're not undergrads.
Hey, Dave.
Let's be clear. The biggest amount of money are owed by grad students because they have the combined undergrad and graduates.
Yeah,
they're going into professions, be it a doctor, a lawyer.
Hey, Dave,
maybe
I
a
get all of that. Dave. But the average person who is paying off the student loan is not that. Okay.
Okay. The average
person
who's
paying off
$33,000.
Right. $33,000.
Okay. $33,000 is not $100,000.
I got.
And again, there are people. Keep in mind,
but
hey, 44 million people. That's 17% of the population. That's 17% of the population. You take that 44 million, and you have the remainder who decided, oh, I'm not going to take a student loan, or I decided not to go to college. They should be bailing them out.
So
they should be bailing out people that are decided to make their own decisions.
Hey, Dave, I'm not.
That's silly.
Hey, Dave, you didn't hear me. You didn't hear me saying that the student loans should be overturned. What my argument is that the fact that the government has laid off the people who would be collecting it. And they can't hire them.
That's the government.
And hold on, let me finish my point, man. I let you speak.
Okay.
And so they laid off the people. And now the 44 million people who are going to reinitiate paying the student loans, they don't have the manpower to do it. And right now you've got a Republican Party that doesn't want to raise the debt ceiling.
They said they'll raise the debt ceiling
if they cut till next if they year, cut food
they
stamps.
They want to freeze the federal spending.
Dave, I know if they want to cut if they cut the food stamps, if they cut Medicare, Social Security. I mean,
it's not cutting. They're just freezing the level at what it currently is.
Okay, Dave. I know freezing it is cutting it. Because as a person who's on Social Security, as a person who receives Social Security, and so if they would have froze Social Security where it was a year or so ago, the 8% increase that many of us got in our Social Security, we wouldn't have received. So it
is
a cut.
Well, that was because of inflation. They had nothing to do with Biden or Congress.
Whatever it is, it's still a cut because we would have received it.
Okay. First of all, the 8% increase was not a cut. I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm saying, no, let me say to you, because had they frozen it where it was.
You can't freeze Social Security. It's not within Congress's ability of doing that.
Okay, so even if it wasn't Social Security, if it was Medicare or any of those other things, they're able to freeze. And that means that people get less benefits. So you and the Republicans say, we're not cutting anything, we're freezing. Well, you're cutting because there was going to be an increase. Hang on. Let's go to Bill from O'Connell Walk. Hey, Bill, help me out. Help us out.
But, you know, what I don't understand, why people don't want to invest in America. They want to invest in everything else but America. And then when it comes to the tightening our purse strings, the guys who literally stole the bank now want other people to compensate for what they took away. But way back when, they tried to cap Social Security, and they made a fool out of the guy who said it, which happened to be Clinton's vice president. I forget his name.
I remember.
He wanted to cap it. He wanted to cap it. All these investments in America makes America stronger. It doesn't weaken it. If we want to start with cutbacks, and I think we should tighten our purse strings, it happens in Congress. I think they have to take less if they mean what they say. You got to lead by example. Don't lead by making somebody else cover what you already created. When you create a loss, don't blame people who want to become educated for your loss. Scott Walker blamed education for his lack of ability to create the correct funding to taxes for our state. Always blame somebody else. This time, they got to be held accountable. If you mean what you say, people, then start with yourselves. If you're not willing to cut with yourselves, don't tell somebody else how they can afford your cut.
Well, you know, Bill, really at the root of all of it is we don't want to cut defense. And so we say what we can't afford with all the rest of it because we don't want to cut defense. Bill, thank you very much for the call. David, your response.
I don't have a problem with the I think Bill's spot on with having people in Congress. If there's any cutting, it should be with the actual Congress. They're the ones that keep giving more benefits to themselves. They don't apply the same rules to themselves. And I do agree with Bill wholeheartedly on that. But what I will say is this, is that we have to, when you say a cut, Earl, we used to spend only just a few years ago, we were at $3.5 trillion that we were spending. Now we're at $6 trillion.
currently. And so we've doubled the amount of spending. And so I hear that we're broke. Okay, well, we are going broke because we're borrowing more than ever.
David.
And, you know, we are getting more revenue than ever. I should add to that. But at the end of the day, we have to
military expenditures.
Come on, man. That's fine.
We talk about all these other things that don't add up anywhere near the cost of the military. And we know that they're taking
Medicaid are $1.2 trillion a year, just to let you know. The interest on the debt alone is costing us $560 billion a year right
David,
now.
I understand what Medicare and Social Security costs. And those are costs that are absolutely necessary. $1 trillion a year for the military is not necessary.
Well, it's not quite a trillion, but it's
when
there.
You count all the other ancillary things, David, it's a trillion. So, but my point is, the Social Security and Medicare are making a difference in the lives of many elderly and seniors.
But look at what
That's not the case with the military budget.
Earl, so this is what I would say to you. We are in the same situation as France. France has increased their retirement age. It's not as high as ours. But people are like, oh, my God,
I know,
by a couple of years.
64 years old.
Unfortunately, we have people like yourself, boomers. There's a lot of you. You guys are retiring in record numbers. And there's not enough young people to keep the payments. And so what I'm saying is, so if they have to adjust it a little bit,
I don't want my Social Security adjusted because I paid into it.
No, not your Social Security. I'm talking about for younger people who probably outlive you because they've got the benefits of modern medicine on their side.
Why are we focusing on that and not the military budget, man?
Because it's all a part of it.
You say it's all a part of it, but you don't want to say, and others like you don't want to begin talking about the military budget.
I don't have a problem looking at the military budget, man.
You're talking about
Social
Security.
But the military budget
Security.
Is just one segment.
It's the major
that
segment.
Is not gonna, if you got rid of the military budget,
I didn't say get rid of the military budget. What we all know, well, many of us know, is that we spend more money than the rest of the top 10 nations combined every year on military. We don't need to. People who are on Social Security and Medicare, many of them, it gives them a better quality of life.
Okay, so
I gotta go to break, man. Stephen, hang on. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
Moms, they really are the best. So this year, give her something really special. Write a special message for your mom, and we'll broadcast it right here on this station throughout the entire weekend of Mother's Day. Call 608-819-8255. 608-819-8255. Tired of low or no connectivity? Do you live in BTN, Bug Tussle Nowhere? We want to talk to you. Bug Tussle brings high-speed internet to the places others don't. No contracts, no data caps. Truly unlimited internet. Call 877-227-0924.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org.
Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Saturday and Sunday at 1. On Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast. Cloudy this afternoon with a chance for scattered showers. Daytime highs approaching 45. Northwest winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Cloudy skies. Tonight, chance for mixed precipitation. Lows dip down to about 32. Overcast skies. Tomorrow, chance for mixed precipitation. High at 47. Upper 40s. Wednesday, turning warmer. Thursday, with highs in the mid-50s and showers possible. A dusting of snow tonight. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 37.
News and talk. Up, down, and all around the Fox Valley. This is Civic Media.
KRadio.com.
As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Talking about the repayment of student loans, let's go right to the phone lines. And Stephen from Green Bay, good morning to you, Stephen. How you doing? You say what?
Before I get into my tirade, I just want to say and thank everyone at Civic Media and yourself for sending me the Brewers game on Friday.
Oh, thank you, man. Congratulations, man.
Yeah, I don't know if if you've been to one or not, but those are primo seats you guys are giving away.
Yeah. Well, repeat that so people can hear that.
These are not nosebleeds, ladies and gentlemen. These are primo seats are being given away. So
yeah. So stay tuned, and you too can win some tickets like Steven did. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Steven.
No problem, Earl. I will say this. We need to make college more accessible. I guess I don't understand these people calling in that are opposed to this. People in this country should have a right to a secondary education if they choose to seek one. And we put money, like you said, trillions into the military, which the soldiers that are over there fighting don't take most of that trillion home with them, but that's a completely different conversation for a different day. Why couldn't we cut into the military defense budget and put some of that towards college tuition? I don't understand the allocation of funds in the federal government and why this would even be something that someone would have an issue.
Hey, Steven, I wish I had more time, man. Thank you very much for the call. Let's go to Tom from West Dallas. Hey, Tom.
Hi there. I really believe that the whole system for student loans needs to be looked at closer, revamped. I kind of feel that what Biden is proposing is a Band-Aid, that it doesn't look in the long term of what we can do to lower college university cost. I think that's, we really need to look at that. Why has it shot up so much in so little of a time, even though I own 10, 20 years is, I don't know how little a time that is. Also, just on the whole military thing, I 100% agree that we really need to look at our military budget. I just heard on NPR about a week ago that our stockpile of ammunition, I can talk, is we have a year's worth of ammunition. What? We're spending that kind of money and we only have a year's worth of ammunition? And why are there homeless vets? That makes that kind of money. And there's no, there, we, people are not getting the care they need. Why aren't we? We're spending that kind of money and we can't do that. There is, we really need to prioritize what we're spending our money on.
Hey, Tom, I can't disagree with anything you had to say, man. Thank you very much for the call. Let's go to Don from Milwaukee. Good morning, Don. You say what, sir?
Good morning, Earl. They were talking a little bit about the student loan, and I'm not quite understanding. I'm not saying you shouldn't pay your loan, but there was rumor that these politicians, they keep there was a politician that borrowed, they had what they call a PPP loan.
Yes.
And this one politician here from Wisconsin, he borrowed $250,000.
He lied.
And didn't have to pay it
right.
back.
Right. He lied to get
it. So, I don't think that's quite fair, you know, but how these politicians
Don, let me clarify a couple things. Number one.
Right. I'm a little mixed up.
No, I know that. Number one, what I'm saying about the student loan, I never said people shouldn't have to pay it back. I said it makes no sense that now that they're going to start, charging people again for their student loans to pay it back because they haven't had to pay it back in the last couple of years because of COVID, that we have a system where our government doesn't have the manpower to collect it. They cut the people who collect the student loan debts. And now when they're getting ready to start collecting the debts again, they don't have the manpower to start collecting the debts. That makes no sense. Because go ahead.
This politician can borrow $250,000 and not pay it back.
Well, that politician, what he did was the PPP loans were set up after COVID to help businesses that were losing their shirts and threatening to go out of business because of COVID, where people couldn't leave their houses. And you remember COVID, where we couldn't go anywhere. And so the government did the right thing. They in order to keep businesses going because they had shut things down, they offered people an opportunity to get these loans. Many people took advantage of it and lied and cheated and stole and got caught doing that. And so I'm sure that's probably what happened, with that congressman that you're talking about, because there were several of them who got in trouble behind that.
Yeah, he was assembly speaker, this boss from Wisconsin.
Yeah. Well,
does he have a business?
Yes, he owns several businesses, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, because I know he got $250,000, and he does not have to pay it back.
Hey,
and I figured, well, jeepers, if he don't have to pay it, well, maybe you should cut the students a little break, too.
Hey, Don, thank you very much for the call. I really appreciate it. Listen, we've got to go to a break. When we come back, I'm going to be joined. I'll tell you when we get back. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
Don't you deserve a job you love? Civic Media is preserving hometown radio, broadcasting from Main Street to...
With one call, the Civic Media network of stations can deliver your business's message to the entire state of Wisconsin.
Or your hometown.
Marketing plans that work for your business. One call can do it all. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
He's the grave digger, Gilbert Brown.
Where can you go where it's always a standard room only? You ain't gonna find that in Chicago.
It's never personal, only politics.
You ain't gonna find that in Minnesota, standing room only, because you can go to the gumball machine, stick a quarter in there, I'll come take it.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
That's the way it is, man. We love football, fans. Fans love us.
Weekdays 4 to 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News.